Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's what I'm wondering today. How close are the Cubs to getting a deal with Sinclair and that marquee network? Are the Cubs going to be on TV when the first pitch is thrown, either for the preseason, you know, spring training games, or the regular season? Nobody's been following this closer than Phil Rosenthal, the reporter in the Tribune, and he, I think, just deplaned from somewhere. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just catching my breath from that Jussie Smollett rundown. My gosh.
All that happened.
That, should be a pay-per-view channel right there.
I wonder what the upcharge would that be? $5 a month? $10 a month?
I don't know. You know, I guess it depends on what happens next. But, you know, it's a classic serial. But anyway, yes, I just got off a plane. I was in... Well, you know this. Every 4 years, my friends and I go to New Hampshire to go see as many politicians as we can. It's sort of our version of, you know, how businessmen go to spring training for their fun? We go to the real world. This is the equivalent we found.
So that's what you think that was?
I got hung up there. We were fogged in yesterday, so I had to fly in this morning.
So, Phil, that's what you think the real world is, the campaign in New Hampshire?
Well, politics, sure.
Well, maybe a little more serious, but I've heard people say, really? So why does New Hampshire get to set the tone for the other 48 states? I mean, Iowa and New Hampshire...
You know what? They don't. But what New Hampshire does, and this is one of the reasons we go there, honestly, and this is very far from the Cubs and all, but the reason it's a small state is useful is you can see everybody in a very small space of time. A bigger state, you're going to end up communicating with everybody just through television and radio. And here they actually they come in contact with actual voters, and it changes the way that they have to campaign. And it keeps someone who doesn't have a lot of money in to run. It enables them to be in contention and be heard. So, you do see people fall out. If they can't score in this environment, then they're certainly going to have trouble where they buy a lot of their ad time. But for someone who's coming from perhaps nowhere, it is an opportunity to have a more level playing field. So that it has less to do with the demographics, and perhaps that's an issue. You know, that's obviously an issue going forward. But it is a fascinating exercise in retail politics that probably isn't going to last, you know, forever, because it just seems like the trend isn't going that way.
And are the headlines Biden and Warren did poorly, Yang dropped out, and Klobuchar moved up? Are those the big points of this one?
Well, look, you read the papers as much as I do in terms of the headlines, and as I say, I'm going as a civilian. Obviously, Sanders winning is an interesting aspect to it. Buttigieg being second. I think the big story in terms of trends was that Klobuchar pushed to a strong third, and that was not necessarily something that had been expected coming in, say, a week ago when she didn't do as well in her neighboring state of Iowa. That said, it was kind of fascinating. I mean, it's an interesting, as I say, you can sort of feel it. Biden is a very different candidate. You know, he gives a speech, and that's one thing, but then he does this thing where he talks to everybody on an individual basis, and he seems to really enjoy that, I think, more than the actual campaigning. The interaction with people on a one-to-one basis. And that's, again, something you don't get in other states. But, it wasn't just Democrats we saw. We went and saw Bill Weld, who's sort of tilting at windmills, but interesting nevertheless.
Yeah.
We did not go to the Trump rally only because it would have required spending an entire day waiting to go into the Trump rally. There was a big line.
Yeah.
More power to him. But it's as they say, it is interesting. It is a process. It is a little bit of theater. Yeah, maybe it isn't entirely the real world, but it's a lot closer than spring training.
Well, okay, fair enough. We'll talk about baseball now, but I'll just say this. If for nothing else, the New Hampshire primary this year gave us an expression I had never heard before.
You're a line dog-faced pony soldier.
I think he's used that before.
I had never heard that.
I have not heard it before either.
Yeah, lying dog-faced pony soldier. You know, Phil, you're a lion dog-faced pony soldier.
Thank you. I heard an interesting phrase that I'd never heard about from James Carville, who was speaking at a Michael Bennett. It had to do with a pineapple, but I can't really get into it.
Okay, now I've wasted too much time on this. Shame on me. Phil, I have to take a quick commercial break. Come back and tell me, how close are the Cubs, does anybody know, to having their games on TV in Chicago? Phil Rosenthal writes about sports and the media for the Chicago Tribune, and he's been following as close as anybody the sort of Cubs marquee Sinclair Nexus. So, Phil, how close are we to having Cubs games on TV in Chicago?
Well, it depends on who your carrier is. I mean, I have RCN. My RCN has cut a deal with Marquee to carry the Cubs. Marquee's going to carry about 150 of those games, the ones that aren't on ESPN or Fox TV. And as a result, that's fine. But half of the Chicago area uses Comcast. There is no deal with Comcast as of yet. And so, we'll see. I think in terms of closer, the basic theory here is that they're closer if only because the calendar is closer to opening day.
Right.
And there's no great impetus to do the deal, although Marquee is going to make its debut on February 22nd, a couple Saturdays from now, with a spring training game versus the A's. The spring training games aren't necessarily big draws. People like to know they're there, but they don't necessarily make their plans around them. I don't know that there's any great incentive for Comcast to cut a deal in time for that, because once you cut a deal, then you got to start paying for the channel. And once you start paying for the channel, then you're probably going to start passing it along to your customers, and some will be thrilled to have it, but others may not be so thrilled.
Well, they're going to have to face that sooner or later. What about RCN? So as an RCN subscriber, did your rates go up? Was there a surcharge?
I don't know yet. Partly because I live in a building where they do a mass deal, so and they do it a few years out, so we won't see a raise. I have seen customers of, say, I think Mediacom, which has a deal with Marquee, I think their bill, they said, went up $2 or $3 a month because of this. We'll see, we'll see as it starts to.
And the math on that, tell me this is how it works, Phil. So then this network Marquee says to the people at RCN or any of these other carriers, if you want the Cubs channel and all of the other things that go with it, the betting shows and the preseason games and the games and all of that, you don't get it for free. We're going to charge you. Here's what we're going to charge you. Then they essentially take their customer base and divide into that and say, here's what it costs per customer, and then they pass that cost along.
And yes, it's not like HBO where you say, I want HBO, I'm going to pay X number of dollars, I will now get HBO every month. It is the way the regional sports network business model works is they take their pay based on total reach, whether you want to watch the show or not. This is not uncommon in cable channels. It's true of ESPN, to Disney Channel, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. All channels kind of do it this way, unless there's a different revenue model like home shopping. And the cable carrier pays an amount of money per subscriber that they have, whether that subscriber wants it or not.
Yeah.
And so the costs are spread over a large number of people, but you also don't have a choice whether you're paying for it or not.
Sure. So that's where some Comcast people have said, well, I'm not going to do it. Then I'll cut the cord.
Yeah, but they don't have a say. With Comcast will make that decision for them.
What do you mean?
And that's part of the calculations that go into, can we, what can we afford to pay for this thing, and how much are we going to do it? The Cubs will tell you, well, look, all these other companies have agreed to the deals, whether it's DirecTV or RCN or I think Frontier way out in the hinterlands, but that's all well and good. Comcast will get a deal. Because of their size, they'll be able to get what's known as a most favored nations clause. And what that means is whoever has the best available deal, we get to match it. And what they're going to try and do is drive the price down for everybody. And so we'll see how successful. I think, as I say, when push comes to shove in the end, I think the big deadline right now is opening day. If they don't have a deal by opening day, then I'm not sure there's as great a rush for it, because I think, again, early season baseball, let's see how the Cubs get off to a start. Let's see what the actual demand is. Who actually calls Comcast and starts to complain and drops the service?
Okay, but the Cubs could always do this. If you're saying, okay, well then, I mean, I think that's a ridiculous scenario, and maybe it is ridiculous, but if on opening day the Cubs games are not available to Chicago Comcast subscribers, I think that is really thumbing your nose at your fan base.
Well, it is, but they're going to say it's not us, it's Comcast.
Oh, but it's not, but it's not, because
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you that's how it's going to be.
But I don't think that's even true. The Cubs could lower the price. The network could make it available to a Comcast company for a lesser price. It's how much they want to charge.
But if they do, you know that a deal like with DirecTV, they cut a deal with DirecTV. If Comcast gets a better price, DirecTV is going to get a better price. And so the total amount that comes into the Cubs goes lower.
Well, boo-hoo.
And started budgeting. Well, I'm not
mad at you, Phil, but I'm just, I have no sympathy
for
them.
This is the way it's going to work. And I think the other, and if you look in other markets, like in Denver, there's a big standoff with the RSNs, the regional sports networks, and the carriers. In Los Angeles with the Dodgers, there's a huge, for years, there's been this big deal where they can't get it in those areas. Now, meanwhile, the Dodgers have become one of the most successful teams in baseball, and their attendance is great, but their reach of their TV is not good, and that's an issue.
Think about that.
I am thinking about it.
No, but I mean, really, the Dodgers could win 100 games this year, and people in Los Angeles, hundreds of thousands of them, can't even watch it on TV locally.
And that has been how it's been for 6 or 7 years,
although
they have sold off a few games to local TV, and again, there are games on ESPN that get picked up, and there are games on Fox. In this market, it's Channel 32. There are Fox 32 games that'll be on, you know, on the weekends. So it's not like they're completely shut out. But yeah, Chicago has been traditionally very spoiled in that it's had so many games available over free over-the-air broadcast television. And again, I'm not carrying the Cubs' water on this. I think this is a pox on both their houses if they can't get a deal done. But I will tell you, the Cubs will tell, you know, what the Cubs' point of view on this is, if you have cable, you're paying money for, you know, channels that carry these things. And they point to the White Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks that are on a channel like this, and they already have a deal in place. The Comcast is a business partner in. There are a lot of things in this that are a little hinky. But it's an ugly situation if it comes down to I can't watch the games I want to watch, especially if people outside of the Chicago market can then watch them. I think one of the options you're going to see, and they don't have deals announced for this, but you know it's going to be critical to get streaming deals in, because that'll put some pressure on both. Again, I have an option if I want to watch this thing, you know. But the streaming option again would be like with Hulu Live TV, YouTube TV. Some of these other services where, again, you're paying a monthly fee. It's like subscribing to cable.
By the way, when we say Comcast, that's Xfinity, right?
Comcast Xfinity, that's absolutely right.
And so tell me if I'm right on this. I have heard nothing.
You're always right on this, son.
No, I'm loud. I'm not right. So just tell me, though, if this is a correct assessment of where we are, that the deal will get done, that it will be done by the first pitch of the regular season, that it will cost the average subscriber about $5 more, and that as much as people want to say, well, then I'm not going to do it, Cubs fans will sign up for it.
Yeah, I don't know about my guess is there will be a deal around opening day. And by the way, again, with the ESPN games, I think two of the first four Cubs games this season are on ESPN. So that's something to look forward to, I guess. I don't know, and I don't know exactly the price. It may be, as I say, MediaCom is, I think, telling people $2 or $3 a month. So, you don't know how they're shuffling the paperwork on
right,
it, and you know, maybe they're paying less for something else and able to or eager enough to have it that they're willing to cut a little bit of their profit margin. That doesn't happen very often. I'm not privy to their thinking, but that I don't know exactly what the price is, and I also don't know the timetable for it.
All right,
whether
but one last thing
charging in a month or two.
One last thing about this: Phil Rosenthal for the Tribune's on the line. He's talked to us about this before, and I think some people are feeling like Anthony does online too. Hey, Anthony, what did you want to say? You're on the air.
Well, like I just said, I'm 65 years old. I've been listening to the Cubs and watching the Cubs for forever. But with all of this going on, I'll be honest with you, it's all about money, and it's starting to tick everybody off, especially me and my family. But the bottom line is they spent a lot of money on hotels and things like that. They spent nothing on the team, and I'm not thrilled about the manager situation either. But as far as I'm concerned, from what I'm seeing, I'll listen to them on the radio like I did back in the 60s and 70s, because I don't really care to pay money to see this.
I wanted to hear your voice and your tone. Phil gets the last 30 seconds. You're not the Cubs.
I think that's a legitimate viewpoint.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think, and baseball more so than other sports. There are some sports that if you had a choice of watching or listening to, you would choose watching 95% of the time. I'm not sure if baseball is that sport. Baseball is great because you can do things while you're listening to it. You don't have to focus on every little thing. And I think, radio, in many respects, and again, it's still free, radio is a terrific way to enjoy baseball. So I think that we'll see how loyal and dedicated and invested Cubs fans are. They may be at a turning point here.
I'm going to call you again on this and have more animated conversations with you, if you don't mind, Phil.
I love it. Happy to do it.
Phil
Don't you feel like he was yelling at you a little, Phil?
I know. I don't know why. Because you know why, Phil? Marquee won't come on the air. The Sinclair won't come on the air. The Cubs said they don't want to.
And I'm trying to articulate their viewpoint.
Thank you.
I don't have a horse in this race. I do think as a consumer, you want choice. But again, they're not giving you choice because you're going to pay for this thing whether you want it or not.
Yeah, that's that.
And so it's left to the two negotiating sides to sort of find an agreement that's tenable.
Time's up. Talk to you again. Thank you, Phil.
Anytime.